but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and Amy Tootle is my guest this morning. Mayor Robinson is out, and Amy is the director of public works in the city of Pensacola. And if you were to go into City Hall and loudly, passionately yell out, "Amy!" you might get 8 or 10 people come running, because there are so many Amys working for the city of Pensacola in high positions. Amy Miller, assistant city director, city administrator. You got Amy Lavoie, finance director, and Amy Tootle. Amy, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you having me here this morning.
Absolutely. Let's start with what might seem like a basic question, I'm sure, to a lot of people, but I also think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know the answer. What is the Public Works Department? Like, what are the things that you oversee?
Absolutely. The Public Works Department is really a diverse group. I oversee the operations side of what we do in terms of the city's right-of-way within the streets, so stormwater, transportation such as the traffic signal, street lighting. We also handle any kind of the sidewalk repairs and construction. We do the roadway repairs, so pond maintenance and repairs and such. But on the other flip side of the operations, we also oversee the building and facilities maintenance. So for City Hall and the Field Service Center, everything having to do with maintaining those buildings, my crews are involved in that, as well as for Parks and Rec, the facilities that they manage. If there's anything that needs repairs, my guys are there to help them, assist them to get things fixed.
Okay, so not Bayview Park,
but the house.
Yeah, but not Bayview Park, but the Bayview Community Center, the roads, the traffic signals, all of the stormwater, not the, like, you know, Admiral Mason Park and that kind of stuff, no, but again, buildings and facilities, definitely yes, right?
Correct.
And I'm sorry, absolutely. I interrupted you. You were about to say there was another piece.
Sure. And the other piece is engineering. So I oversee the engineering house of things. So when we go in and we try to enact a new project or capital project, my engineering group is the one that's overseeing the design and then the actual construction for capital projects, such as the stormwater projects that you see going on around town.
Okay.
Or even if it's a roadway project. So
you're the person that nobody thinks about till something isn't right. Like when there's a pothole, or when there's a problem with the bridge, or when the sidewalk is cracked, you know, nobody thinks about the importance of what you do until something isn't right. And then when it's not right, then they notice. And so, for example, we have things in the city right now that are kind of holdovers from Sally that we're still working on. Wayside Park, is not going to be open until the bridge is done and even until the monument is installed, right?
Well, Wayside Park is a special project that is still Hurricane Sally related.
Right.
And the city is going back and forth with FEMA, still trying to get concurrence on the funding that we should be reimbursed to be able to do the repairs for Wayside Park. So Wayside Park will remain closed for now. We are diligently working with FEMA to try to come to some resolution so we can go ahead and get that project underway, and we're eager to get that done. But unfortunately, I know people get very frustrated with these FEMA repairs, but we have to follow a special protocol, and if we don't follow the protocols that they have in place, then we won't get reimbursed. So it becomes a frustrating situation, not only for the citizens, but actually for the city staff who are trying to just get these repairs done and be able to move on.
Yeah, because, I mean, people want to be able to use the park, and they know, you know, that it's not fixed and it's not really open. And, you know that it's not your fault. You would have it fixed already by a year ago by now. But of course, we got to do things, as you say, the FEMA way, or it doesn't get, or they, you know, we can do it our way and pay for it, which is not how we want to do things.
Correct.
I assume it's the same thing at Plaza de Luna. Now, I have not been down there since the ship came, since the Eagle came. It was under active reconstructive surgery at that time. How are those repairs coming?
Those repairs are coming on very nicely. We anticipate the completion of Plaza de Luna by the end of July, pending weather, pending that we don't have any more supply issues. But that one, as well as the Comodentia slip, are moving along quite nicely.
Oh, that's
so that
great.
That is one we are looking forward to be able to hopefully complete by the end of July.
Okay, and will that include the splash pad? That'll be operational too?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great. Well, I mean, for having been closed since Sally, you know, that's fantastic news. Are you also involved with the like the Community Maritime Park Marina project? Is that something that you oversee?
Yes, it is. I'm very excited about that particular project. We have awarded that project to a contractor. Right now, supplies are being ordered. The actual dock itself is going to be a floating dock, and that's on order. It's going to take about 4 months, so we won't get that project really kicked off until the fall, until that that dock comes in. But that is one that we're really looking forward to, and hopefully we will have that done by late spring of next year.
Oh, wow. And that's going to be, if I remember, is about 50 slips. Is that right?
I think it's about 48 slips for vessels. It's going to have a kayak launch. And that project was one of the ones that we were able to get through the FWC through a grant. And that's going to be able to help support public and charity fishing tournaments. And then be able for day use for folks to be able to come in, park the boat, and come into town and enjoy the city of Pensacola.
Oh, that's perfect. I hadn't even been thinking about the value for tournaments, but certainly the tournaments, if they're being hosted on that, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I hadn't even thinking about it that way. All right, last one for you, Amy. And I know that you have the exact answer, and you're going to give it to me quickly. What is the solution for Graffiti Bridge? Go.
Well, that is one that is, it's an issue that we have to work with CSX on. Unfortunately, CSX owns that bridge.
Yeah.
And so I know it's, since I've started, I've heard many a times the issues that we have with vehicles striking the bridge. And I know DOT has put up signage out there. We've put up signage out there alerting folks to the height restrictions. I'm not really sure right now because I think it's going to be more of an education at this point, because unless the SX is willing to raise the bridge, I'm not sure I have an exact answer for that right now, Andrew.
No, I'm with you. I totally understand. And in fact, and I'll tell you my own pet theory on this is, I think that Pensacola as a community needs Graffiti Bridge exactly as it is, because we love being able to celebrate the stupidity of people when they drive into it. And if it went away, it would be like the railroad tracks behind the house that you would miss every single day when they were gone. So I think that though we like to talk about it and complain about it and come up with creative solutions, I think that in the end, we are very codependent on the Graffiti Bridge problem. And there's a part of us that really likes it. That's my own theory, though. Amy Tootle, she is the Director of Public Works for the City of Pensacola. Amy, welcome aboard. I know you've been in the job since about November, but welcome aboard. First time on the show this morning. And I appreciate the time. And I certainly appreciate the work that most people never notice until something goes wrong.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.